You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Rob Wells. Springtime is here, and we're going to be talking about what fishing is like this time of year. Joining us today, a return visit from Houston Stewart. He's a fishing expert who runs the Buford SC Fishing YouTube channel. Now, we've had Houston on before, and he talked about fishing in wintertime, but we bring him back today. We're pleased to have him here to talk about some spring fishing and what's going to happen. Hey, welcome back to the show, Houston.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk about spring fishing today.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know what? It's been kind of a weird winter, right? We've had some cold weather that stayed longer than it should.
Yeah.
And now that 70 degree temperatures out there, last time I checked, not to get too technical, but the water temps were getting up, and that means that I have a better shot at catching a fish.
Yeah.
So Houston, I'm going to dig right into it. All right. How is Buford spring fishing different from fishing in the other seasons? Because I know you mentioned you love winter.
Yeah.
How is spring different from winter?
So the biggest thing is obviously temperature. The temperature is like constantly rising, which is rising the water temperature. The big thing that comes with that is bait. In the winter, we have almost no bait around, and now bait is starting to show up everywhere, and it's gonna really change like how the fishing goes.
All right, say first time person coming to the area has never saltwater fish, inshore fish before. What are some tips and advice that you would give somebody for this spring season?
Okay, so the number one thing I'm saying for bait for everyone that's new and just trying to catch fish and you know want to like start learning is to use shrimp. Everything eats shrimp. Shrimp is, you know, it's easy to use. And you're going to catch a lot more fish if you kind of focus on that and like learn what you're going to catch on it, stuff like that. One of the best places to go and like learn and talk about this is going to be CC's Honey Hole Bait and Tackle Shop. They sell live shrimp, dead shrimp, and they're going to give you some advice on like how to use it and even, you know, where to go to use it, stuff like that. So that's a really good place to like start out at. And another thing is going to be, I mean, if you really, you're trying to learn how to fish around here, it doesn't matter, you know, I mean, you can be completely new to fishing. The best thing to do is going to be to hire a guide or a charter. And you're going to learn like years of experience in one day. It's going to really cut down the learning curve. So I do the kayak thing. So I take people out on guided kayak trips. But, you know, some people aren't really into that. Some people like to go on a boat because maybe they feel a little bit more safer, especially if it's their first time on the water around here. So you should charter a boat. I mean, you're going to learn so much from the boat charter captains. One of the ones I fish with a lot is Captain Tim with Castaway Charters. Mm-hmm. And he knows what he's doing. It's a lot of fun to go out there. You're going to really learn a lot from him.
Yeah, Captain Tim's been around for a while, knows the waters like the back of his hand, and does a great job on there. Now, Houston's kayaks are pedal drive, so it's like riding a bike on water with a fishing pole, which is a cool experience that I would definitely make sure if you haven't done that type of fishing or if you would like to learn, this is a great way to do it. Buford's a beautiful location. What a great backdrop. And we have year-round fishing.
Yes.
And so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have here in Buford, the area. Not only do you have access to the water, which, you know, is perfect, but you also have an opportunity to catch that trophy fish to tell all your friends and family when you get back from visiting the area. All right, let's talk about bait real quick because I need to know bait. Now, just for everybody listening, I'm taking notes too. So if you save this podcast, take some notes. If you're fishing in the Buford area, Houston's going to deliver some. Remember that previous guest on the show, CC's Honey Hole, will have a lot of this bait. And I know Houston will probably share that. Give me some of the list of baits that I should be using this time of year for that spring fishing.
Okay, so the number one thing that I'll be using when I'm targeting redfish is going to be mud minnows. They're really easy to keep alive, and you can get tons of them. They're not expensive, and they work. Like, that's what a lot of the fish are going to eat. And live bait is actually really important this time of year because there's so much bait around. That's what the fish are eating, is like live bait. They have a lot of options, so you have to like kind of stick with the live bait if you want to catch a lot of fish.
Right.
So mud minnows is number one.
Gotcha. Mud minnows. And you can catch mud minnows yourself. You just got to kind of do it on your own, but it's probably easier to go to the bait shop and get them done.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Way easier. So number two would be I'm specifically using these for targeting sheep's head, which is live fiddler crabs.
Oh,
they're a little bit harder to catch than mud minnows, but you can also buy them at CC's Honey Hole. So we're using those to target sheep's head. It's a different style of fishing. It's a little bit difficult, but once you get the hang of sheep's head fishing, it's a lot of fun. And they're really good to eat. They're fun to catch. And we're fishing like structures, like in docks mostly, bridges sometimes, even trees that are falling in the water.
Okay. Mud minnows, fiddler crabs. Yeah. What else should I be looking for?
Well, my favorite style of fishing in the springtime is going to be cobia fishing.
Ooh.
The number one live bait, my favorite live bait for cobia fishing is live eels.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're talking. We got some serious bait on the line now.
Yeah.
All right.
And these, they're kind of difficult to handle and stuff and get on a hook. But the cobia, for some reason, they love these live eels. And you definitely can't catch them around here. So you have to buy them. CC's Honey Hole is going to have them like all spring. So
A lot of the bait shops do carry eels in here. So those are three good baits to go. Can I ask you about crab? Now is blue crab, is it going to be ready for the spring? Is it kind of a late spring thing? What do you think?
A lot of people will use blue crab and you're going to use them to target the redfish. The redfish are going to love them. Black drum, sometimes sheep's head will even eat them.
Okay.
So like the way we'll use a blue crab is we'll usually cut it in like quarters. So use like a fourth of a blue crab as a chunk and just throw it out there. It's mostly like to target redfish. That's kind of what we use them for.
Yeah. And a good way to target people to come to town is the fried variety of the softshell crab, which is a food delicacy that I will eat. But peeler crabs is what they're called. I know people use those for meat as well. So that's awesome. Well, give us a little heads up here. So let's talk about, you mentioned cobia.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the types of fish that are in season, like in season this time of year, the spring season you keep referencing.
The number one thing is redfish. I always love to target redfish like all year round.
What is it about the redfish?
They fight hard. Oh, there's lots of them. They get big. They're good to eat. I mean, it's just an amazing fishery.
Yeah. Okay, redfish, mentioned cobia.
Yeah.
What else?
I mean, there's sheep's head, but when we're targeting redfish, we're also catching trout and flounder usually, the same method. And so the number one thing that I do, when it's warmed up in spring is I'm going to float a live mud minnow under a popping cork, like 2.5 to 3 feet of leader under a popping cork and just floating live bait around. That's how we're mostly targeting them.
Okay, so I'm near the water. Let's say I get on the boat or I'm in a kayak like you do. What should I be looking for to float a cork over? What types of things should I be looking for?
All right. So springtime, I really like a high outgoing tide in the first place. So I like the water to be kind of touching the grass when I start fishing, but going out because the lower the water gets, the more concentrated the fish will get. When I'm fishing the flats, I'm looking for like points of grass where there's also oysters around.
Mm-hmm.
They like to hang around the oysters and the grass line. So I'm looking for that. And I'm also fishing like 3-4 feet of water on the flats. So I'm shallow water, oyster bars, creek mouths right next to the oysters help too. So the current, drags bait around and that makes the fish hang around there.
Okay. So targeting fish, you got oysters, you got live bait under a popping cork. Let's say live bait might not be the option. Let's say that I use artificials or what are some other type lures or baits that you would use?
I actually prefer to throw lures because it's just more fun. It's more exciting. The number one thing that I'm doing is either an 1/8 ounce or a 1/4 ounce jig head with a little gulp swimming mullet on that. And that's it. It's loaded with scent. It's got a curly tail, has tons of action. You don't have to reel it fast. I mean, it's the best all-around bait. I mean, I've caught like hundreds, maybe thousands of fish on the gulp swimming mullet.
Love that. I love to be able to, get that tip. And for those who need to gain access, that swimmy bait has action. There's a lot of current here.
Yeah.
So does the weight of the jig head matter in our waters?
So the way I'm determining is like, you know, the water depth and the tide level. So the shallower I'm going, the lighter I got to go. But if it's like, you know, if we're starting out like a higher tide, I'll go to a quarter ounce. And that's like the heavier jig I'll throw. But once it starts getting lower and the tide starts slowing down, I'm using an eighth ounce. And that's usually the only two that I'll throw. I don't really adjust any more than that on weight.
Now with those, with that type of setup, is that from your kayak? Is that what you're throwing from your kayak?
Yeah.
So let's say that I don't have a kayak, or I'm going to try to do this adventure on my own. And we're using some of like the public spots, maybe the Broad River Pier, maybe Waterfront Park, you know, maybe Sands Beach. Will that be able to have the same kind of effect, or do I need to change it up?
You're probably going to have to go heavier because you're so much further away from the water level. And that makes a difference with like wind and current. And when the rod's like so far away from the water, you gotta have a little bit more weight.
So explain that. Explain just, is that you talking about like lead weights? Are you talking about rod size or reel size?
It's usually just the weight that you're throwing. If you're further away from the water, I'm usually going to throw something heavier so I have more control over it. So it like sinks because you're just not as close and like as in tune with like the water.
Now, for those who haven't had a chance to go see Houston on the Buford SC Fishing's YouTube channel, I encourage you to go there. It does a lot of, it shows a lot of, you know, just him on the water, him on the pier, him and fishing from the bank, whatever the case. You get a good idea of how fishing is done here in the Buford area. It's very fun to watch. You do a great job on that and showcasing the area. If you could give some folks, you know, I'm not trying to say blow up your spot, not doing that. Where are some areas that people should be looking for to target redfish, trout, maybe flounder? And then how does that differ from, say, cobia and sheep's head? You touched on it earlier. Give us a little bit more input on that, if you would.
Well, some of the like public places, like say if you don't have a boat or even a kayak, there is actually like the Sands Beach has like a boardwalk that you can fish on that's open to the public. My favorite, you know, like spot to go to if you don't have a boat or a kayak is actually the Broad River Pier. It's open to the public. It's open like 24 hours. And in the springtime, there's a lot of good fishing on the Broad River Pier.
So, all right, help me out. I'm going fishing. I don't have a boat. I'm going to Broad River Pier. Tell me the setup. What do I need to take with me? What should I be expecting?
All right. So the number one thing you want is shrimp. Everything eats shrimp. So I'm throwing like a, depending on current, obviously, because the current can get strong, but I'll usually start out with like a 3 or 4 ounce like pyramid sinker with like a, you know, like a drop rig. You can buy like the pre-made ones and put like small like size 2 hooks on it and put pieces of shrimp on that, and you're just tossing that out on bottom, and you can catch almost anything that's there. Whiting, everything, like penfish. Then the second thing is this time of year I'm going heavier and I'm targeting sharks and cobia.
Sharks?
Yeah, the sharks start showing up. I mean, we're not really targeting sharks, but we're gonna catch them because they're there.
That changes the game a little bit.
Yeah. So I guess the heavier setup, I'm using 65 to 80 pound braided line on a 6,000 to 8,000 size reel.
So pretty big size reel.
It's pretty heavy.
Pretty thick braid.
Yeah. With like a medium size rod, and I'll use like a 7-foot rod usually. And then the leader, I'm using like 80 to sometimes 300 pound leader.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some thick, heavy duty stuff. You're going to yank it out of there.
Because those fish, they're kind of smart. They'll run into the bridge. So you need the abrasion resistance to keep it from breaking the line. That's why we're using strong leader.
Yeah, that's great tips on fishing from piers and other locations. Speaking of that, of fishing in the spring, how does the weather in the spring affect the fish and fishing in a whole as in Buford?
So as a kayak fisherman, I pay a lot of attention to like the wind, because that's going to affect like everything. I mean, you can't really go out there with a lot of wind on a kayak. The water gets rough, you get blown around everywhere. So in the springtime, it just seems like there's more wind. So you really got to pay attention to that. I'm looking for like 10 miles or less when I'm going on the kayak. And so that, but that's not every day, but that's why, you know, you got the pier, you can go out there with any wind, but I'm always looking at the wind for spring.
How does rain, like those rainstorms that will come through in the spring, you know, those April showers?
You got to look out for that. It's not as bad as summer. Summer is like the thunderstorms start hitting and they come out of nowhere. That's what you got to pay attention to. But really, I'm really watching a lot of the wind. The rain doesn't, you know, as long as it's not too cold, it's not going to hurt the fishing too bad.
Now, with the wind, is that push, are you targeting, you know, the back of the creek a little bit more or?
Yeah, I'll look at wind forecasts, and if it's looking a little high, then I'm trying to stay out of the main river. I'm trying to get back, stay protected from the wind as much as possible.
Yeah, I've been on the Broad River, and some wind pop up, and it will push you all over that body of water. But as soon as you find a little creek to get into, it's nice.
It can get bad. Yeah, get dangerous. The open water with a lot of wind, you know, can get really rough.
And that's one of the, you know, many reasons why we suggest folks who are new to the area to reach out to one of our guides that you can find in our area at fishbuford.com. You can find it on bufordsc.org. Reach out and touch Houston, you know, hit him up on social media or email him at one of his contact points. So when I'm going on the water during the spring, what are some things I need to have with me? Besides wind and looking out for the wind, what are some things I need to be prepared? Do you have some tips on that?
Well, I'm always like constantly looking for like storms and stuff on, like, I have a weather app that I'll monitor a lot, because it's unpredictable. You have to keep paying attention to it. Another thing, like when I'm on the kayak, I'm always wearing a life jacket on the kayak. You're supposed to have like a whistle, like a safety device, things like that. You have to have a plan to kind of get back to land if the, you know, the weather takes a turn. That's like a big thing.
Yeah, it was told to me by one of the old fishermen in the area. He said, just tell some people where you're going, what your plan looks like that day, especially if you're out on a kayak.
Yes.
You know, or a boat, you know, in that case, but it definitely didn't. That's great advice. The PFD, the vest is, and the life vest is very important.
Yeah.
Whether you're on a boat, whether you got kids around, definitely, you know, on the kayak for sure. So I appreciate that input. You touched on it earlier. I just want to change gears just a little bit on a reminder about kind of your setup and what you do and offer. I know that if someone is new to the area or just local areas, they want to get out on a kayak and do some fishing with you, tell me how to go about doing that. You know, what kind of things are you offering? And then what is a fishing trip with Houston look like?
All right. So I've spent like several years learning all these styles of fishing that I'm talking about. Sheep's head, cobia, redfish mostly. That's what we mostly do. Trout, flounder. And I've been guiding for over 3 years from a kayak. So I do guided kayak fishing trips. So I supply the kayak, the rods, the bait, everything. And I'll take people out there, you know, and I'll plan it with weather, tides to make a really good trip. We'll do about 4 hours. That's a standard trip. And that's going to be, it's $350 per trip. And yeah, I mean, it's usually a lot of fun. I mean, every day is different. You never know how good the fishing is going to be, but we go out there and we try every time.
That's awesome. It is a good opportunity for folks to kind of, you know, get access to the water. You know, you don't have to know it, right? You find somebody who knows it. We recommend that here from people coming to the area. You want to get on the water and have a great day fishing, you know, find one of the many guides that are in the area. If kayak is your style and you want to go about it that way, Houston can definitely provide that. If you want something on a skiff or a boat, there are other great guides in the area that can help you. And of course, the plethora of bait shops. There's a couple of wrap up. Okay. Now you mentioned it earlier. You've talked about how tasty things are and stuff like this. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. We already know what you like to catch, but what is your favorite fish to eat?
Flounder. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt.
How do you do your flounder?
All kinds of ways. I used to like bake it. Like, okay. I would just cut the head off and scale it and like slice it and bake it, but I mean, you can cook it however you want.
Yeah.
It's just the best tasting fish.
Yeah.
To me.
I like flounder. Flounder's good. Now I'm not picky about my fish. I will eat a flounder,
yeah,
and I will share whiting with people as well. Whiting's good eating fish as well.
Yes.
But my favorite fish currently, favorite fish is redfish. I don't know why it is. It's just something that, me and my two little fellas like to cook up at the house when we catch a couple, and they're good. Well, Houston, this has been fun, and I thank you for joining us to talk all about fishing in Beaufort, and a little bit about your YouTube channel. Tell us a little bit about where we can find, you know, all of your contact information.
So my email, if you want to book a guided kayak trip, is BeaufortSCFishing@gmail.com, and then I'm posting my videos on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. So I'm everywhere. And you just have to search Beaufort SC Fishing, and that's how you're going to find it. It's pretty easy.
And that is how we found it. And Houston has been doing a great service in the area as far as showing people just the plethora of fishing that can take place in the area and just highlighting some of the special location. Again, thank you so much, Houston, for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Again, thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at Visit Beaufort SC on Instagram or Beaufort SC on Facebook. You like, subscribe, and as always, we will talk to you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.